Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 12th of August. I've no idea at all why I'm speaking with this accent. Don't know what that was. Where did that come from? I've got a couple of bets, but it's a day of updates again as this sort of period of getting ready for the season carries on. Zoom session last night with trading group members. That Zoom is just in your trading day folder now in the venue folders. It's just saved as Zoom 1. Thanks for those who attended. I think it went down well. It was okay. And we'll do another one before the season gets fully underway, the main leagues again. Just to update people, just in case you don't know, he says, frantically searching. Our good old mate Art put this together somewhere. The league start dates as we have them at the minute. Belgium has obviously started last weekend. Russia started on the 10th and the Scottish Premiership started on the 1st. And well, you've got to get in quick, haven't you? The old jocks, once the pubs open, that's it. It all starts being counted. Once out in the old tenants' doors, the football goes out the window. Already Celtic and Aberdeen games being postponed. Will the jocks get through a season? Nope, because they're all down the boozer. I've actually got a bet in the jock land tonight. We better hurry up before it all gets called off. Can't help themselves. The tenants is more important than 3 points. But yeah, getting back to it. And then France starts on the 21st of August. Poland starts on the 21st of August. French League 2 is the 22nd. And then it is that second week in September when everything really starts. Across the 11th and 12th of September sees Denmark, Turkey, Holland, England and Spain start up. So that's pretty much when the crux of what I get involved in will be going. And then Germany, Italy and Portugal start the week after the 17th through the 20th. So it is quiet at the minute. It's not going to be much on. You know, obviously we had that glut of football over lockdown. We are in strange times still. Who knows what the programme will look like. This thing is going to come in and out, despite the claims of those people who think it's just the flu, or it's worse, nothing like a cold, or whatever other bollocks they come out with. This thing is going to come in waves. I have no qualms, I said it last night to the guys, I have no qualms at all about the actual effect on football. I know there was that initial panic, the world started panicking when there was a lack of home wins in Germany, but I've got nothing to back anything serious up, and nobody's presented me any serious evidence yet. I have no qualms about football going forward. It literally will be how the games fall, what the programme's going to be. I think every league is going to have a bit of stop-start. I think every league is going to have players who breach the rules and will see games postponed. The young men at the end of the day and not the brightest people, aren't they? With no disrespect, that's an absolute fact. So, yeah, but that's the start dates for you anyway. Ultimate members, we have... I'll do a Zoom session probably Monday. I will confirm that. I'll email you all probably tomorrow. And I will do a Zoom session. Just going over a few bits, but sort of expectations. It's that, you know, we've got all this new kit, new tools, new analysis. It is easy to get very excited and get carried away. The game's a grind. So just sort of to cover expectation, how I would set things up personally if I was starting, staking, how I would increase stakes. So I'll do that for Ultimate members on Monday. Monday, I'll let you know exactly, but I will record it also, so the video will be in there. So, you know, if you can't make it, it's no problem. You can just watch the video in your own time. You don't have to rush in there. I did somebody very, very eagle-eyed. I posted a tweet yesterday. I've had a method since lockdown that's had a 74 winning streak, which is my longest winning streak ever for a method. I posted it and, of course, got instantly the first reply. It'd only been up about 30 seconds, was some bollocks, and I just thought, I'm not opening myself up to this, so I'm not going to bother. But it was, yeah, so it was more out of interest. 74, and it's not silly odds. It's not laying at massive prices and 25s and this, that, and the other. It was something I've been working towards. You know, when I talked about those 2.5 bets I was doing last year, it's off the sheets that create those. 74 wins on the spin. Obviously, it doesn't mean anything without price, but it's made a nice profit in that. And then it had, I think, 6 losers in the next 10 bets, which was also equally, well, not equally, you know, 74 wins is incredible, but was equally strange, or was strange. But I noticed that 2/3 of those losses came in games that were the last game of the season. So just something to note. But yeah, I just was posting it for interest, really, but you can't do that on that shit platform where everybody has to poke their nose. Nobody can be fucking civil. Hardly anybody on there can be civil. Just has to be either poking their nose in other people's business or slagging someone off. It's fucking ridiculous. It really is. Whoever thought that that was a good invention for that is beyond me. Fucking get a life, Arthur. You know, and I'm talking to people I know as well. Fucking pathetic, some of you. It's pathetic. Fucking help people or fuck off. Fucking always wanting to dig people out and have a go at people. Yeah, but that was, yeah, 74 on the bounce. Quite incredible. So, yeah, I'll be taking that forward for the new season. Just been catching up on some Excelage work the last couple of days and these tools. Oh, that's the thing. I think we will have an OptiBet update probably tomorrow, hopefully. And we may have a power builder update. Again, Ultimate members, I will let you know. There are little things with that. I've made an OptiBet video today, which Ryan will get on site sometime today, hopefully, in the members area. So, yes, that is admin up to speed. I'll give you some bets, shall I? I've got a few little bettages for you. Right, in the... Hold on a tick, hold on a ticky. If you want to stay up late at 23:15 in Brazil, don't give this bet very often. Atletico PR versus Goas Go. If it goes ahead, the Goas game was postponed the other day. I don't know whether it's COVID related, but it wasn't on Betfair this morning, and it was on Betfair. But if that is going ahead at 23:15, both teams to score. If you're a late night owl, and over 2.5, where was that one? Over 2.5 at Motherwell Livingston. Over 2.5 Motherwell Livingstone, and a first half goal at Rangers St Johnstone. If Rangers can stay out of the pub and avoid COVID and get to the pitch and St Johnstone can do the same, if it's 0-0 25 minutes in, then a first half goal at Rangers St Johnstone. So Motherwell 2.5, Rangers a first half goal, and Atletico PR versus Goas Go, whatever they all that means. Both teams to score, yes. Chrissy's bets are posted. I hadn't done a big Zoom before. I've done Zooms where other people have set them up where there's been 7-8 of us, but I've only done sort of 2-3-way Zooms. So I was doing that big Zoom yesterday, so I got myself sorted out. I thought I'll ask Suggsy and his mates, Kev and Gary and that, to help me just set it up, make sure I had the settings right, they could hear me. So we did a little test run about 4 o'clock. Old Sammy, he doesn't do anything except play golf. He looks like a radish where he's been out playing golf all the time. I mean, not working, just waiting for us all just to help him flipping rubbish. Kev Kelly, round there decorating. He can't even pick up a paintbrush himself. Round there decorating. Suggsy, he's a Spurs fan. He's got the old doormat, home sweet home or something, with the Spurs cockerel on. He's had Kev Kelly round to paint the bedroom. Kev's painted the bedroom. Kev's a West Ham fan. He's painted it claret. I mean, it actually shocked me for a good hour or so that he's... I just don't get it. Why would any Spurs fan want to wake up? I mean, there's two colours you don't want, isn't there? You don't want red and you don't want claret. They're the two colours as a Spurs fan. Absolute no-no. Waking up every morning to a bit of claret. I'm questioning whether he is a Spurs fan, you know. I'm not so sure. He quite enjoyed the period when we were playing shit. I'm questioning his loyalty now. Too much golf, sunstroke. Right, that's it. I am out of here. Next week, I'm going to say this. You're not going to believe it, but I'm going to say this. Next week, I'm going to announce a structure for this podcast. I'm going to resume interviews, guest appearances, whatever we want to call them, a bit later in August. So if anybody would like to appear on the pod, talk to me for an hour, half an hour, can be about anything, can be beginners gambling, don't be scared. It was just literally talking to me on Skype. If you think you can help listeners, if you want to learn something, if you've got stories to share, whatever it may be, then come on the pod. Feel free to drop me an email and we'll get you booked in. Right, that's it. I am out of here. Have a lovely Wednesday. Put suntan cream on if you're going out. Don't get yourself burnt. You'll go up like a suckling pig. And I will be back with you. I'll be back with you tomorrow.